Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Blake McBride. Batting second. The left fielder, Willie Davis. Batting third. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Blake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride takes first base on ball four. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McBride moves to second. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. Swisher drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Simmons out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday strikes out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards short. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Forsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsch bunts towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Trillo covering, for the out. Tyson moves to second. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tyson moves to third. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a line drive towards the mound. Forsch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fairley scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore bunts towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Smith moves to second. One out. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0-for-1 in the game. Wrights is walked intentionally. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Monday reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards short. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Forsch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsch is 0-for-0 in the game. Forsch hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morales moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to third. Sparing moves to second. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher strikes out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive towards the mound. Rochelle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reitz strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tyson hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Forsh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McBride. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. McBride steals second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. McBride scores. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fairley hits a pop-up towards third. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Steve Swisher. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Champ Summers pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Mitterwald now catching. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 2 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock juggles the ball. That's an error on Lockhock. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wrights hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sizemore moves to second. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kessinger. Sizemore scores. Wrights moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-2 in the game. Forsh bunts towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wright scores. Tyson moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-3 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-3 in the game. Cardinal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.